بالله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد أمرنا الله سبحانه بذلك في كتابه الكريم، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, the history books, the Islamic history books, tells us of a land that carried believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a land that carried the army of Alb Arsalan rahimahullahu ta'ala. Alb Arsalan was a Muslim commander of a Muslim army of 15,000, and he spent his life doing jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On their way back to Khurasan, and he was coming back with the army, and they had gone to battles here and there, a messenger came to Alb Arsalan and told him the news as he whispered. And he told him that the emperor of Constantinople has heard of all the victories that your army has done, and so he has prepared an army of 600,000 Romans to destroy you. And subhanallah, look at the numbers, dear brothers and sisters. Arsalan had 15,000 mujahid, and the kuffar came with 600,000 Christians to destroy Islam. They did not gather that many people for no other reason than fear that they had of Islam and the Muslims. They gathered those numbers because of the cowardice that they tasted in their hearts. And so Arsalan looked at his army of 15,000 people, 15,000 mujahid, and he knew that this meant death for every single one of his army. And he thought to himself, what shall he do? Shall he go back to Khurasan and let that army take over the land and let them spread their shahawat, spread their desires and evil and vice in the land? Or was he going to stand like a rock in their face and die for the sake of La ilaha illallah? And he knew what his decision was, and the iman began to shine from his heart. He went into his tent, and he took his thobe, his garments from his coffin, and he dressed in that. And he took the hanout, the fragrance that you put on a dead body. He put it on his body, and he walked out to his army, and he addressed them. He said to his people and the army, he said, اليوم الإسلام في خطر. Today, Islam is in danger. والمسلمون كذلك. And the Muslims are in danger. وإني أخشى أن يقضى على لا إله إلا الله من الوجود. And I fear that لا إله إلا الله will be wiped out from existence. And he said, and I fear that Islam will be wiped out from existence. And then he called out to the people, Wa Islama, Wa Islama, O Islam. When you fear for something, you scream out, Wa Islama, I fear for Islam, I fear for Islam. And then he told the people, Ha ana takaffant. He said, look at me, I have put on my thobe, the dress that I'm going to be resurrected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have put on the hanout. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْبِسْ كَمَا لَبِسْ. Whoever wants paradise, let him dress as I have dressed. And so the army of 15,000 mujahid, they went into their tents and prepared themselves. Every single one of them went in and put on the dress, their coffin, and came out with the hanout fragrance covering over the entire army. And they came out with their cries of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ya Khayl Allah Irkabi, Ya Khayl Allah Isbuti. They called out, "Dear brothers and sisters, have you ever seen an army of 15,000 mu'mins in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dressed in the garments of their death? Have you ever smelled 15,000 mujahids in the fragrance of death, hanut, hovering over the entire army?" The army came out and they prepared for this battle. When Alba Arsalan and his entire army dressed like this met with that army of 600,000 Romans, the heads began to fall off. The skulls were falling to the ground and blood streamed through the cracks and through the valleys. And when the dust cleared, the flag of La Ilaha Illallah was raised. And Alba Arsalan, and as the person, the Mubashir, he called out that the Romans have fled and they're running away, and that their leader, Romanus, the great Roman general, has been captured. And so many people died that day, martyrs insha'Allah ta'ala. And the people that were left, the Muslims in that army, they turned back crying. By Allah, they did not cry because they missed any war spoils. They were crying because they had to take off their coffin. They had to take off the garments that they had taken to die for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alba Arsalan was one of those people. As he took off his garments, he cried and he cried and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what's in the history books. But if you pick up the newspaper today, you will find the exact same story happening today in Russia. The exact same story. The Khorasan Muslims of Arsalan's army have now been replaced by our brothers and sisters in Chechnya. And all around the Muslim Ummah, this isn't the first time. We see it over and over again. The Kuffar coming with their armies of 100,000 and 200,000 to destroy 5,000 Muslims, to destroy 10,000 Muslims. And they can't destroy the fighters. They have to go and they have to rape the women. They have to take the seniors and murder them. They have to take the little children and murder them because they cannot fight the fighters. And this is what they're doing in Russia. Dear brothers and sisters, it's sad, but you will see that the people that are writing about what is happening are the kuffar. And when they bring the newscast and the person talks about the atrocities that are happening, you will see a kafir defending the Muslims. And you won't see Muslims defending their brothers and sisters. In fact, when the kafir countries say that this is wrong, the Muslims say, "We agree with you." And when the kafir countries say that this is terrorism, the Muslims say, "We agree with you." And you will see the Muslim countries, one after the other, not saying anything against Russia. And in fact, the Russian products and the Russian companies are in the heart of the Muslim land, and you will see nobody stopping from going and giving their dollars, giving their dirhams to those people so that they can take that money and benefit their army so that they can destroy more Muslims. As one of these journalists says, for the past 4 months, there's 5,000 Chechen mujahideen standing in Chechnya fighting an army of 160,000 Russians. And now, brothers and sisters, these Russians are coming, as he says, with their tanks, with their armies, with their helicopters, with guns on the, with their anti-rockets and all that, and their tanks. And what do the Muslims have? They might have a pistol, they might have a gun, might have a knife, but they are fighting and they are standing their ground. And you will see the courage, the bravest people in the world. They will not let any ruined house or any town go without defending it for the sake of La ilaha illallah, so that the Russians will know that Islam is something different than what they may think. Dear brothers and sisters, this isn't a strength, it isn't a physical strength, as people may talk about. It's a strength of aqidah. It's a strength of iman. It's a strength in belief of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's what keeps a person standing. That's what makes them like a rock in order to stand in these kind of outnumbered situations. In the Chechen War in 1940 and 1994 to 1996, the Russians killed over 100,000 Muslims in Chechnya. And that's who they killed, not to say who they injured, who they mutilated, who they raped, who they, so on and so forth. In such a small country, they committed an act of monumental terrorism. They scattered 17 million mines all around the country, so that even after the war is over, children will continue to die by those mines, and people will continue to die as they're walking to school, as they're walking to their work, and so on. And they tell about Muslim terrorism. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have a big airplane and you have a big tank, that makes you not a terrorist. If someone has a knife and he goes and stab a person, in what we're being told is that's the person who is a terrorist. But if I bring 50 airplanes and bomb and kill 1,000 and 2,000 people, I'm not a terrorist. That's what they are telling us. And this is what Muslims are believing. When they say that they're going to destroy terrorists, and they're bringing their armies, and they're bringing their planes, and bringing their bombs, and killing women, and killing children, the Muslim says, yes, they are terrorists, and we agree with you. And then when they tell them, no, they're not terrorists, the Muslim says, yeah, you're right, they're not terrorists, we have to do something. But everything, we're following the backs of the kuffar, and not standing up for our Muslim brothers. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنِ اسْتَنْفَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَإِنْ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and but if they seek your aid in the name of Islam, in the name of the deen, it is your duty to help them. فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's your duty to help those people who are calling you in the name of Islam. And dear brothers and sisters, if you haven't heard it, I'm going to tell you what our Chechen brothers are saying. As one of the people who are fighting in Chechnya said, at a time when the entire world has left us, at a time when the entire world has left us, we ask Muslims around the world not to forget. We ask the Muslims not to forget the ordeal of their brothers in Chechnya fighting jihad against the Russian oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed,
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
And never, never think of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead. Never think that those people that were killed in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as people who have died. بَلْ أَحْيَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, rather they are alive with their Lord. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They are with their Lord. يُرْزَقُونَ. Receiving their provision. When Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Uhud, he stood on the slain body of his father radiallahu anhu. And Jabir radiallahu anhu would lift off the cloth from his father's face, and he would kiss it, and he would cry, and he would cry. And the companions saw his excessive crying, and they started forbidding him from crying so excessively. And then he said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he didn't forbid me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Ya Jabir, why are you crying? He said, Oh Jabir, why are you crying? Don't you know that the angels have shaded your father with their wings until he was raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he was raised to his Lord. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later, he made a business transaction with Jabir in Medina, and he told him about his father, and he said, Allah raised your father and spoke to him directly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to your father Jabir directly and told him, Ya Abdi, my slave, is'al ma shi'at, tamanna alayya. He said to him, my slave, ask anything you want and wish anything you want. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about the verse, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not think that those people who have died in the sake of Allah as dead. He was asked about this verse, and he said, we asked the same question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the souls of the shuhada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes those souls and puts them in the body of green birds. Green birds that have their nest on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to go back and forth in these bodies of birds through the Jannah, going and coming as they wish. And when they come back to their nest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at them and He asks them, is there anything else that you want? And they say, Ya Allah, what else can we want for you allow us to go into the Jannah? And so they go and come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them again and again, is there anything that you want? Is there anything you want? Until finally they say that we must answer with something. And so they say, Ya Allah, let us go back to the dunya and put our souls back in the bodies so that we can do jihad for your sake and be martyred exactly like we were martyred before. That's what they wanted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that no one will go back to the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their behalf spoke to the ummah till the day of judgment of the provision that they are receiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not think that those people who are killed in the sake of Allah is dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather they are alive with their Lord, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, seeking provision. Dear brothers and sisters, when you see the ahadith coming, when you see companions asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلِ, which action is the best? And you'll see the Prophet ﷺ from the top saying, Al-Jihadu fi sabilillah. And you will see in the hadith of Hajj, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asking the Prophet ﷺ, Nara al-Jihad afdalul a'mal. We find and we have known that jihad is the best deed that a person can do. And now I ask you, brothers and sisters, how did jihad become the top of all the deeds that you can do to win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is a very, very expensive price that a person pays in order to get a more expensive reward. And that is Jannatul Firdaus. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not give that position to anybody who just dreams of it. But a person must act and must work for those places. If you see in the Battle of Uhud, when 70 Sahaba were martyred on that day, someone would say that these are the best people that walked on earth. How could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to be killed in Uhud? In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to bring them back as shuhada, وَلْيَتَّخِذْ مِنْكُمْ shuhada, so that Allah will take them back as martyrs for His sake. In Bosnia, one brother, he stood in the mountains as the Serbs were bombing. And he said as he was on that mountain and the bombs were coming down, he saw a woman run naked from her home. He saw her with her clothes running into the street and her child was running behind her saying, my mother, wait for me. But she was running in fear, leaving her son. And so he said, I remembered on that occasion the fear that people will have on the Day of Judgment. When people will run away from their mother, will run away from their daughter, will run away from every relative and every friend they have, and they will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never join two fears in the same person. He will never join the fear in the dunya and then make the person fear in the hereafter. Kalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the fear is in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them happiness in the hereafter. You've seen the pictures of brothers being dragged by the tanks, with their clothes off, being dragged to their death. And now you hear the kuffar themselves admitting that their brothers, their people, are raping the Muslim. Not only the women are being raped, but they've gone to that level of animalism. They've become like the animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, that they go and they rape the brothers also. And they will collect, they say that they're trying to filter out mujahideen. And they will take a whole village of 700 people and murder every single one of them so that one or two mujahideen will be killed. And they commit all these crimes in the face of the world, and the world turns on their channels, and after they turn the TV to that station, then the next program comes on and everything is forgotten. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَكُمْ What's wrong with you?
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ
And what's wrong with you that you do not fight in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and what's wrong with you? That you do not fight in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed people among men, women, and children who say, رَبَّنَا Our Lord, أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ Take us out of the city of oppressive people. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّا And appoint for us from yourself a protector. And appoint for us from yourself a helper. وَجَعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا Dear brothers and sisters, it's so sad that when you see our brothers and sisters, everyone in the world, you know who the little children are calling for? They're not calling for us. They're calling for the United States to come and help them. They're calling for the kuffar to help them. Perhaps they've lost hope in the Muslims coming to help them. And indeed, the Muslims have betrayed them. And the Muslims have turned their backs when they heard these calls. And dear brothers and sisters, may we not be, بإذن الله تعالى, from those people who turn their backs when we hear the call of La ilaha illallah. And a little child is calling us, and a young man is calling us, and a young woman is calling us, and old seniors are calling us, saying, Oh Allah, send us a protector. Send us someone who will help us in our cause. A friend of mine once spoke to a young boy of a person. This man had left Canada and he had gone to Afghanistan to help his brothers and sisters in the jihad and the struggle that they had against the same army who continues to attack Muslims against Russia. And he asked the little boy, as his father would go out for jihad, he said, Aren't you afraid that your father is going to die in jihad? And the little boy said, No, I'm not afraid that he is going to die because Baba told us that if he dies, he's going to take us with him to Jannah. Baba told us that if he is killed in jihad, that he's going to take us with him in Jannah. Are we raising our kids like this, dear brothers and sisters? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد When I was young I heard a clip of a speech that a sheikh had given. And at the end of that speech, he said, كَمَا قَالَ الْقَائِلُ أَلَا إِنِّي أُكِلْتُ يَوْمَ أُكِلَ الثَّوْرُ الْأَبْيَضُ He said, أَلَا إِنِّي أُكِلْتُ يَوْمَ أُكِلَ الثَّوْرُ الْأَبْيَضُ And I never understood what this sentence meant. And for years after that, I never knew what it meant. Until I traveled and gone places and started to talk to people. And I told a person once, I said, I heard this sentence. أَلَا إِنِّي أُكِلْتُ يَوْمَ أُكِلَ الثَّوْرُ الْأَبْيَضُ And I said, do you know the story behind that? And he told me the story, and I want to tell you that story. He said that that sentence comes from a story of three bulls. The first bull was a black bull, another was red, and the third was white. And so with these three bulls, living amongst them was a lion. And the lion would watch them graze together and living together. And he said, if I ever tried attacking them, that I wouldn't be able to because they would all defend one another. And so he came up with a plan. He went to the black bull and he went to the red bull. And he said to them, if you allow me to eat the white bull, I will let you, the black bull and the red bull, live in peace. And so with that promise from the lion, those two bulls agreed. And so the lion went and he ate the white bull. Then as time passed, the lion became hungry again. And so he saw the black bull and he saw the red bull. And he said, let me go to the red bull. He went to the red bull and he said, allow me to eat the black bull and I will let you, the red bull, live in peace. Because I'm very big and I'm very ferocious, let me just kill him and eat him and I will let you live in peace. And so the red bull was happy with that promise. And so he said, go and eat the black bull. And he allowed him to go and he didn't defend the black bull as the lion ate him. And of course, as time passed and the lion became hungry, he walked up to the red bull and the red bull saw the death in the lion's eyes coming to him. And he saw the fangs of the lion and he screamed out, Ala inni ukiltu yawma ukila thawrul abyad. Verily, I was actually eaten and I actually died when the white bull died. And so the scholars are pointing out this story because when you see a brother and a sister dying in Chechnya, it's you that's dying there. It's you who's dying on television. You see a mother and a father, that's your parents that are being killed on television. It's your family. The Prophet ﷺ said that the ummah is like one body. That if one part of it is in pain, the whole body spends the night in fever and in pain of that limb. And so when someone is amputated, it's your leg that's being amputated. When someone is having his throat slit, it's your throat that's being slit. And so it's not a question like the kuffar, because of the human nature, they want to go and help these people. Rather, you need to help yourself by helping those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, this is the story of the lion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of the monkeys, and He tells us the story of the pigs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of them. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, and they will continue to fight you until they make you turn your back on Islam. Until you turn your back on the deen if they can do so. Dear brothers and sisters, they didn't kill the Chechens for any other reason than that they said, La ilaha illallah. That's why they killed them. If they were a Christian like them, they would never have killed them like that. And in fact, this murdering and this terrorism that they're doing on Chechnya, it's not the first time. Even in 1994, it wasn't the first time. Back in the time of Stalin and before that, you will see black and white videos of a genocide happening against the Muslims. People that because of that communism, they didn't know anything about Islam except maybe their name and La ilaha illallah. They knew nothing else. But even then, they killed them and they murdered them and they sent them to concentration camps in Siberia. And you look through the archives, you will see these black and white movies. And it keeps happening again and again, and the kuffar are not seeing anybody to stand in their face. Dear brothers and sisters, if you ever go to a conference, you'll see people discussing issues like television. Saying, some people will justify saying that we buy a satellite and we buy a television to watch the news. To watch the news. And you'll see all over Muslim countries, satellite dishes coming up. Why do you have this, brother? Don't you know it's bringing shaitan into your house? They will say, we bought it to watch the news. Now this news that they're watching, when this happens in Chechnya, what did those people that bought the satellites and the leather couches and the surround sound system, what happened when they saw their mother and father being killed on television in Chechnya and everywhere in the Muslim world? Did they stand up and come into the masjid and tell the people what's going on? Did they teach us where Chechnya is as they watched on the documentaries? Did they collect money for the Mujahideen? Did they encourage other people to learn about it? None of that happened. In fact, that television, as soon as the news was on, then came the basketball game and the soccer game and another 3 hours soap operas and television, and they went to sleep on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reality that's happened. And so we watch TV, and we watch and we watch, and Muslims are very good at watching. And then after the watching is done, about the only action we do is to go and shut the television or to go and turn the channel. In the month of Safar, 4 years after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bara' Amir ibn Malik came to Medina to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited him to Islam and Abu Bara' refused. But he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Allow me to take back with me some scholars, some of your companions, so that they can give da'wah to my people, perhaps that they will enter Islam." And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inni la'akhsha alayhim ahl Najd." I fear for my companions, the armies and the people of Najd. And so Abu Bara said that I will be their jar, I will protect them. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 70 of the best companions, the ones that had learned Quran, knowledge, and he sent them to these people to give them da'wah. When they went to the Bi'r Ma'una, the well of Ma'una, the companions stood there. And they sent one of them, who was Haram ibn Malham, to go to Amr ibn Tufail with the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, when Haram ibn Malham went to Amr ibn Tufail, he came with the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Amr ibn Tufail did not read that letter. And in fact, he winked and he pointed to someone and pointed towards Haram. And so his guards took a spear and they poked it and they killed Haram ibn Malham. And as that spear went through his body, he screamed something that came from his heart, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba." I have won by the Lord of the Kaaba. He has won what? He has won Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And so then that Shaqi, that person then gathered different tribes and calling them to go and murder those other companions that were at the well of Ma'una. And so many of them refused, but the tribes of certain tribes went with Amr ibn Tufail, and they went and they to Bi'r Ma'una and they surrounded the companions there and they slit every one of those companions' throats at Bi'r Ma'una. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard what had happened to his companions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began praying in salah, du'a to khunut. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Maghrib salah, after his rak'ah, when before the people would go down for sujood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed, "Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إلعن كفرة أهل الكتاب الذين يكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا يرد عن القوم المجرمين." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed like this for an entire month. He prayed and he cursed those people that had killed his companions at Bi'r Ma'una. And now I ask you, dear brothers and sisters, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the murders that were happening in Chechnya, what would he do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only what would he do, but what would he expect from you? What would he expect from I? Are we waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come back and hold up the banner so that we will all go behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that kind of attitude. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And Muhammad is nothing but a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Messengers have come and passed away before him. أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If he dies or is killed, will you turn your heels on Islam? Will you turn your back to Islam? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those people who do turn their backs. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And he who turns back on his heels will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. But Allah will reward the grateful. Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I'd like to tell you some of the things that we can do for our brothers and sisters in Islam. First of all, that we should follow authentic news about what is happening in Chechnya. And one of the best websites that speaks of this news is Qawqaz.net. Go to that site and learn about the brothers and participate in the discussion. And after you raise the ignorance from yourself, go and teach your brothers and sisters here and everywhere about what is happening. Do not let there be a silence. Go and teach them what you have learned about what is happening. If you see a company, a Russian company, never buy from that Russian company and boycott their products. We are not going to give our money to these people to kill Muslims. And it's at least, the very least, something that if we do not do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows how low our iman will be if we do not do it, is to pray sincerely for our brothers and sisters, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed for his companions who were murdered in Bi'r Ma'una. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his beautiful names and exalted sifat, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the Russian army. O Allah, make the ground shake in an earthquake under their feet. Ya Allah, they do not glorify you in any way. Show them the blackest day of their lives as you showed the people of Ad and the people of Thamud, Ya Allah. O Allah, destroy them all, not leaving any one of them to escape. O Allah, make their wives widows. O Allah, make their children orphans, just like they made the Muslim wives and the Muslim children widows and orphans. O Allah, grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Chechnya and everywhere in the world, Ya Allah. O Allah, have mercy on the families of those people who were killed in your sake, Ya Allah. Have mercy on those widowed women and those orphan children. O Allah, whoever died in this war and all those wars, O Allah, by your mercy, forgive them and enter them into Jannat al-Firdaus. O Allah, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us for doing nothing but watch them die. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنسانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. Straighten your line. The back of your heel should be on the line. استوى اعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله